Today is Saturday, November the 11th, sorry, November the 27th, 2021. I have a short recorded comment on the Hutchinson show on KPFK Radio 90.7 FM. In Los Angeles, which is available for a couple of months under archives page kpfk.org/archives, which I have recorded from the from that program, which you will hear right now.
Because tragically, it's going to come up again in some form, as you know. But anyway, it's a good point about you better have dot all your I's and cross all your T's if you're coming into a courtroom. And you better have a little bit of money, too. But thanks again, Reginald. We appreciate that insight. All right. Thank you. Let's get Kareem from Irvine. You've been waiting a long time. Line 7. Kareem.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Could I first make a comment about the COVID-19, and then I'll try to quickly clarify this Rittenhouse.
All right, go right ahead.
Yeah, the if you watch the latest James Bond movie, you would see that at the end of it, James Bond died of a bioweapon similar to COVID-19. And mass-produced, stolen from a secret British lab and manufactured, mass-produced, on an island off the coast of China. So it's, and it appears that the movie was a warning of the release of this probably in the Tokyo Olympics the next year. And so it was. It's very significant to see the similarities. And then regarding the Rittenhouse, I'd like to clarify the misunderstanding of in addition to what the latest, the last commenter said, is that the statute that you cited several times, it's not really relevant because what's called, you're probably familiar with the statement, with the phrase prosecutorial discretion. So a prosecutor has to charge somebody in order for that to be brought into court and to be prosecuted for. So if that is not on the book and in front of the jury and in the court to be charged with this misdemeanor, it would not have been even discussed. And prosecutors have these discretions to drop the greatest charges. For instance, in massive drug trafficking charges, they drop huge billion-dollar drug trafficking charges in exchange for a confession and some monetary damages. As they did.
You know what, Kareem, let me stop you, only because we got time. Let me tell you the problem with all of this, if I may. The problem with, let me go back to Rittenhouse and the law that's on the book and what prosecutors can bring or not bring. Let me tell you the problem that we face, you face, any citizen in this society faces. Following your logic and following the rule and the way things work in this system, I think it's horrifying. When you think about it, what you're essentially saying is we're at the mercy of an individual. They have the discretion to ignore their own law, depending on circumstances.
Exactly.
Let me finish.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. Depending on circumstance and situations, they can make a subjective call about an objective law, something that's on the book. So that brings up the next question, Kareem. If that's actually two questions, if that's the case, why the hell do we need legislatures? Why do we need laws anyway? Why not just throw it up and let a prosecutor or a judge say, okay, this is the way the law is going to read, and this is the way the law is going to be interpreted, and this is the way the law will be introduced or not introduced. So then it confuses people. People say, well, wait a minute. I thought the law said, but then you got a guy comes along and says, oh, no, it doesn't say that. It's like Alice in Wonderland stuff. That's horrific, because that opens up the gate for a totalitarian society where one individual or individuals can dictate the law is what I say it is at the time and in a situation. Kareem, don't you think that's frightening, those implications?
Unfortunately, the way it is.
I got that. And I'm just giving you my 2 cents on it. That's all.
Yeah, that's why the system is so corrupt. I mean, the entire judicial system, you know, they call it criminal justice system. Just to analyze the term.
Yeah.
It's a criminal system. It's called criminal justice system.
Well, I tell you what, Kareem, let me stop you there only because we are dead up against time. But I, you know, appreciate that perspective. Thanks again. I got to get a couple more people in. They've been waiting a ton of minutes. Ed, Pomona. Ed.
Okay, Dr. Hutchinson didn't want me to explore that expression further, so he cut me off. But it means I was going to say that criminal justice system literally is, by its own definition, a criminal system of justice. That's what it is, by its own definition, over and out.